Good morning. It's September 12th. The time is 8 a.m., and this is regional news for the Western Slope. I'm Travis Bubinick. Governor John Hickenlooper says he's disappointed that two Democratic state lawmakers were voted out of office for supporting stricter gun laws. As Benta Berkland reports, it's the first legislative recall in state history.
Senate President John Morse was ousted along with Democratic Senator Angela Jaron from a blue district in Pueblo. Governor Hickenlooper says he still supports the gun laws and won't second-guess himself.
I think it was a line-item veto. I mean, I think this is a result of a very controversial issue.
Republicans say Democrats are paying the political price for passing a radical agenda, which included universal background checks and limiting high-capacity magazines to 15 rounds. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Benta Berkland also reports the election could change the dynamic under the Gold Dome.
Even after the recall, Democrats still hold a one-seat majority in the state Senate, and that gives Republicans a glimmer of optimism. Senator Greg Brophy from Ray is running for governor. When the legislature convenes next year, he says the recall results should make Democrats take pause.
Are they going to want to advance their extreme ideology, or are they going to go into self-preservation mode and try to tack back to the center?
Brophy says it's clear Democrats went too far during the last legislative session and are now paying the political price.
The Democrats had gotten cocky and thought they could win every close election here in Colorado. Now they've had a taste of defeat, and they're probably going to be wondering if they didn't make some tremendous mistakes.
Gun control legislation spurred the recalls. Universal background checks and a ban on high-capacity magazines of more than 15 rounds were the most controversial measures. Governor John Hickenlooper says he doesn't want to second-guess anything, and especially believes background checks are sensible.
We're not trying to take guns away from anyone or in any way limit someone's Second Amendment rights. We want to try and keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people.
Democratic Senator Raleigh Heath of Boulder doesn't think his party overreached. Heath says the way the recall elections were conducted played a big role in the outcome. A court challenge prevented voters from receiving mail-in ballots, so most people had to vote in person.
People were very, very confused, and the sense that I got all along was that it was hard to get people really interested in what was going on.
With John Morse no longer in charge, Democrats will need to elect a new Senate president. Senator Linda Newell of Littleton hopes the person's a moderate who can unite the chamber. She says she doesn't want anger over the gun issues and the recalls to spill over into next legislative session.
What I'm really hoping for is that we can still work in a bipartisan way, that we are not fracturing so much as a state that we become dysfunctional.
But many in the GOP say last session was already deeply fractured. Senate Minority Leader Bill Cabin of Colorado Springs notes that a host of controversial issues passed along party lines. For instance, a proposed $1 billion education tax increase. Even though he says the Democratic majority will largely set the tone next session, Cabin says he is looking forward to coming back to the Capitol with two additional Senate Republicans.
This does provide an opportunity for momentum going forward. People are paying attention in Colorado. These were the races happening across the country. I think this bodes well for the future, and it shows that we can win.
Elections for Senate leadership are scheduled for November. The two new Republican senators, Bernie Herpin and George Rivera, will be sworn in within the next few weeks. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Denver Post reports Colorado Republicans are now setting their sights on Governor John Hickenlooper in the wake of their recall victories. Two Republicans have so far said they'll challenge the governor, while four others are considering doing the same. GOP Chairman Ryan Call said the election shifts the political momentum back to his party, but as the Post reports, Call had just hours before polls closed suggested that George Rivera of Pueblo be ready to give a, quote, gracious concession speech, anticipating that Jaron would win. Call admitted the results of the election surprised him. The vote in Pueblo was split 56-44% in favor of Rivera over Jaron, while a much closer race played out in Colorado Springs and Manitou Springs, where Morse lost to Bernie Herpin by a slim vote of 51-49%. Former Congressman Tom Tancredo and State Senator Greg Brophy are the two Republicans in the running for governor so far, though others are still expected to enter the race. San Miguel County Commissioners decided last week to ask voters whether the county should reinstate a 1% tax on utilities. The Telluride Daily Planet reports that money would be used for programs aimed at reducing greenhouse gases. According to the Daily Planet, the measure approved yesterday would change a sales and use tax exemption on electricity and natural gas that dates back to 1987. Commissioner Art Goodtime said he agreed with the measure, but said the timing wasn't right and that some residents might be upset with any new taxes at the moment. Commissioner Joan May countered that claim, saying her constituents have been demanding that local governments work to improve greenhouse gas emissions. The Daily Planet reports the county will likely set up an advisory board if the measure passes, which would decide how to administer the new tax revenue. Estimates say the tax could bring in about $150,000 next year, about $94,000 of which would come from the San Miguel Power Association. Delta County commissioners say new wildlife rules proposed by the State Oil and Gas Conservation Commission are, quote, unnecessary and questionable. The Delta County Independent reports commissioners are denouncing a move to create a new 4-mile-wide buffer area around nesting areas of the threatened Gunnison sage grouse. Commissioners also oppose a move to designate new areas as sensitive wildlife habitat for the bird, which could require more consultation for land use permits. Commissioners have also said the science being used to justify some changes to big game rules is faulty, saying rules that would change big game winter concentration areas are, quote, too broad and are subject to loose interpretation. Water losses in Cedar Edge could lead to a new $3 per month charge on water bills for out-of-town customers. According to the Delta County Independent, Cedar Edge officials say the town is losing an estimated 17 to 25% of treated water from its distribution system. Town Administrator Katie Sickles is proposing the new fee, saying the money raised could be used to buy and install new water meters on distribution lines to track the losses. The Independent reports that the water losses can be over 30,000 gallons per day at certain times of the year. Officials believe most of the losses happen in lines that serve out-of-town users, most of whom live in North Ridge and Genter's Grove. Still, they don't know for certain where the losses are taking place. According to the Independent, the proposed new meters would help the town conduct water audits on out-of-town users. And finally today, massive flooding plagued the Front Range over the night, with the Boulder area receiving nearly 7 inches of rain. The Denver Post reports homes have been damaged, streets made impassable, and two people have died. One after a building collapse in Jamestown and another in Colorado Springs, who was apparently swept up in flash flood waters. Maeve Conran reports from Boulder.
3 days of heavy rain led the National Weather Service to issue a flood warning for Boulder County Wednesday afternoon. That situation was quickly upgraded to a fully-fledged emergency. Two evacuation shelters had to be abandoned when they were flooded. The University of Colorado in Boulder issued mandatory evacuation notices for some student housing on campus. Mudslides were reported in the foothills west of Boulder, an area scarred by recent wildfires. Emergency sirens were heard in downtown Boulder Wednesday night, warning people to move to higher ground away from the dangerously high Boulder Creek.
That's Maeve Conran for KGNU. KUNC in Greeley reports one rural dam has given way, while the Boulder Daily Camera said meteorologists are calling the flood, quote, somewhere between a 10-year and a 25-year flood. The University of Colorado Boulder remains closed, with more heavy rains expected through the day. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department is asking residents to stay home and is going door-to-door to check in on residents. CBS News 4 reports the northwest Arapaho County is under a flash flood warning this morning and has already received 2 to 3 inches of rain. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubenick.